Welcome to At This Big Age. You guys might know me from reality TV, YouTube, your favorite cover model, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and first-time author. And right to the right of me, it is my Cody, my C-block mate. Now, let me stop because I can't put that in the universe. I'm joking. She is my everything, my better half. Introduce yourself.
What's going on, y'all? It's Danae V, the princess of Harlem. I'm a performing artist, a mother, a wife, a friend, a daughter. All the things that we would love to be. All things great in this world.
You also do a lot of that good things you give back, so.
I do. I'm a community activist.
Talk about it. These are the important things that we can't even
A mentor.
Talk about it.
To the young girls in Harlem. Love my babies. But yes, and welcome to At This Big Age.
Hey!
Help! We're about to crazy!
We in this age! So, because I'm a little spicy, and if you know me, you know I'm all about the spices. Mm-hmm. Can we start it off with a bang? And the bang is, what would you do at this big age? Guys, what would you do at this big age? And it starts off with, let me just shuffle these cards without looking. I promise you I didn't look. And shout out to my producers. They done got some shit together. Scandalous as they are. So, Danae.
Hey.
And you guys, what would you do at this big age? A friend of yours owes you a lot of money. That sounds like my life already. And you run into them at a designer store. Wait, hold the fuck up.
Cause how?
A friend of mine owes me a lot of money, Danae.
Right
your
now.
Friend.
Me?
I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking.
Dang.
A friend of mine owes me a lot of money and I run into them at the Christian Dior, Gucci, Louis Fendi, Prada, Dolce & Gabbana, maybe a little bit of, you sparkle a little bit of, what is my other brands that I like? Goyard. Or the fabulous Gucci. Everything, right?
Okay. And,
but you owe me some bread. What would you do at this big age?
I'm going to put my stuff on the counter next to theirs because they must got it. You must have it. Because how you here?
So you going to just pull the, you going to pull up?
Excuse me. Yes.
And be like, hey, Terry.
Hey, you must have it.
Because it's the money you owe me.
You got to have it. So let me put my stuff. No, just put it right here. And if you can't afford mine, then you shouldn't be getting yours.
But what happens if they pay for theirs and don't pay for yours? Like, yo, Danae, what you doing?
I'm going to have an attitude. But my mom always told me, don't lend what you can't afford to lose. But it is still, like, such a in the back of my head. If I see you and you shopping and you owe me, I'm going to have an attitude. And nobody wants to see me with an attitude. I'm a unicorn. So just imagine when unicorns get attitudes.
Unicorns are pretty. I've never heard this.
Exactly. So imagine, like, is we're going to have a problem.
I would say that because I don't like the fact that I'm confrontational. Let's just put that out there. Confrontational to where I feel like I have to defend my money, my music, my men, and my meals. All of my M's. Do not fuck with them.
Meals. Yeah.
All the M's. Money, music, men, meals. Do
square
not
wear it. Don't mess with mine.
So in my head, I'm like, the minute you see me walk into that store and you owe me money, you was running out of there.
And be mom.
Because you already know I'm going to embarrass you. I don't want to be this way. I'm going to therapy, guys. I promise you. Like, because I just feel like I'm healing. I haven't healed. So if you try to play me, I might react to it. Because now, like, dog, like, I looked out for you. I lent you some money.
Yeah.
And now you are here shining. It's not like it hasn't happened to me before. And I haven't gone on the comments and said, yo, you owe me some money. But if I walked into a store, I'm grabbing that shit you
got. But also, like, you borrowed it. You didn't say let me have. So I'm expecting it back. Remy said it best. I don't care how much money I have, how much
don't
I wear.
My pocket.
If you borrow, give it back.
Look, and that's...
Doll, you didn't see that I had.
And I'm the confrontational one.
Give me my money back.
She sounded very aggressive,
guys. Like, give me my money back.
All right, well, that's what it is.
I think we agree. No disagree, just agree. Give me my money back. If you borrow it, give it back. I don't want to hear it. Give it back.
Okay, we're not at...
Don't go on no trips.
We are not at that designer store together.
Don't go to Hookah. I don't care if it's Fashion Nova and I see you at the store.
I don't care.
Give me my money back.
Yeah, Fashion Nova hit me if she owe me money and she buys some shit.
Give me my stuff.
I'm pulling up.
put it in a large because that's my size. You're not wearing it. I'm putting it on. It's mine now. We sharing it. We both wearing
okay,
it.
Okay, it's over.
All right.
It's over. And I'm the conference. See? You, she's a unicorn. I'm the conference.
I'm a unicorn, though. I'm a unicorn. All just right, give me my money back.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. I want my money back. I'm stuck at it. I'm irritated.
But that's because she sits around and you wait for shit to happen.
I knew.
See, this is why I can't. My digestive system lets me to be like, nigga, don't play with me. Get my shit back.
I'm going to get like that one.
No, no, don't. Because I'm going to therapy for it. Some things don't need you to react to it right away. With emotion, you're never going to get a solution. You need to sit down with it, sometimes live in it, and then be smart about it, guys. I do not condone being extra aggressive or just like you guys that.
Now, speaking of condoning things, do you all right?
I'm afraid. Why no, I'm afraid you're about to talk to me.
Why? Because I'm a unicorn.
I know, but is that salmon? Is that color? That soft? You soft right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You know, girly, I'm in my soft girl era.
I used to say that until I wasn't.
But do you condone infidelity? Like for yourself or your friends?
Infidelity?
Infidelity.
Like it's not cute or whatever. It's like you want me to forgive the man.
Or you want to be forgiven. Like, or if it's like a friend going through it, like,
okay,
just period.
So you're asking me for yourself, in general,
for your friend, for your spouse, your mate.
Shit. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to break the question down because the answers are different for every.
Okay, so if you're in a relationship and your person
cheats
on you, are you giving them a second chance?
I will say that no matter what I say right now, hear people on the record, I feel like I'm in court.
Wait a minute. Let me put my seatbelt on before you start talking because that's what I'm about to get.
Bitch, you got a helmet?
Yeah. Sitting down.
Go ahead.
Strap it on. I feel like you're about to go crazy.
Strap on, bitch.
Go ahead.
No, I feel like no matter what I say right now on the record, it doesn't matter until you go through the situation. Mm-hmm. People are really big on judging these situations and saying, I would, I could, I should, or I was about, or God forbid it happens, and if you ever, and you don't know till you're in it. So I never like to give these types, because you just don't know. In my past, have I forgiven infidelity early on? Not at this big age, but early on, mm-hmm. I have. I think it was never in my face, but, you know, guys are sloppy, or maybe guys that don't care, or just people got busted in my past. And have I been cheated on? I believe I have. Holly Berry has. J-Lo, Tahiri. I'm in good company. We all. I mean, it's really not about how bad you are. It's about the person. A lot of times when men cheat on you, it's not about you. It's about the way they feel. Mm-hmm. It has a lot to do with them. But yes, or something that's lacking in a relationship. So have I forgiven it? Yes. At this big age, though, would I forgive it? I don't believe I would.
Really?
And I'm going to say believe because you just never know again. I'm going through a breakup as we speak. I peeled myself out of bed to be here. And my problem with my ex was infidelity. As well as you mentioned, if I cheated, have I cheated? Absolutely. And then that goes to if once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't believe that is true.
I don't think that's right. True either. Because so, every relationship is different.
Right. So in my 20s, have I cheated? Yes. Will I cheat today? No. I just wouldn't be with you. I wouldn't marry you. I don't believe in men that marry and then cheat. It's like stupid. So I say that to say that would I forgive it today at this big age? No, I wouldn't forgive it. I don't think I would. But tune in, guys. I'm not married and I'm single.
I'm married.
I can't. So you tell me as a person that's married and you've been married for how long?
Okay, so technically 2 years, but in real life, 1 year. So we had two weddings. So we got married once and then like we tried to elope and then it got crashed. So that was like the first wedding. But then we had the big wedding. So
just give me.
Okay.
How many?
So I used to be the one like if he didn't, I would never take him back.
That's
it's
why I don't
over. Talk. But then when you start thinking about all the time invested, what was the reason? What was the disconnect? Can we fix it? Is it something that's workable? you start to weigh in all those things and you're like, that was a minor setback for a major comeback. Like, I think we're going to be great, you know? Not saying he cheated. Well, I guess it wasn't
little things.
Right, like,
it's a thing, though. Another thing is, can we definitely, because y'all talk about cheating, right? You just asked me a question. Everybody's definition
of cheating is different.
Cheating and period. Like, everything is relative. I'm a firm believer that cheating, to me, even if you're having a text conversation or you are having thoughts about another woman while you're with me, or to me, cheating is all the way around, not just physical. It's emotional. It's spiritual. It's
texting?
If you're flirting with someone, you're opening Pandora's. You're opening Pandora's box when you have a whole woman at home. That is cheating to me. Yes, because you're now tying yourself to someone, not physically, but you're creating something that might brew into something else. So you're playing around. You're gonna get got.
You
can go fuck somebody and wash their vagina with soap and water. Well, the man can wash their penis with soap and water, and it means nothing, right? Because they were physical, right? But then if you're connecting here, that's like a whole nother relationship.
Yeah, it's
really. So that to me is like, you don't even have to fuck somebody at first, but the fact that you're getting into somebody's favorite color, how many siblings they have, where's your favorite place to eat, you're meeting here and there, you're texting, you're building with someone, and you have someone that you're building at home, you've been cheated. You don't have to fuck them. So then to me.
So you're saying no, it's a no for you.
No, I'm just saying that to me, cheating means, to me, when you're cheating, it doesn't always have to be physical. It can be anything. In other words, you cheated. He cheated. And
we cheat.
Okay, that's fine. But what I'm saying is that it's up to y'all to say, okay, can we move past this? Like you said, the time invested.
Right.
And people make mistakes and they're human too. So
yes,
that's why I can never say I won't. I would. I said maybe I won't. I believe.
Right.
Because you have to be in those shoes to be able to answer that question.
Gotta be in the position you got. And I think people sometimes react.
Out of emotion
and they don't.
Hurt.
Which is very, like, valid because, I mean, naturally we're going to react. But you have to take the emotion out of it almost and the hurt out of it and think about the foundation.
What's happening at home?
Yes.
And like, why?
Is this something that can be rebuilt? I think it's so important. Because we just run. We leave without thinking about, like, because you can leave. And this is something my dad told me at my wedding, like in his speech, he's like, yeah, that girl gonna look good, that guy gonna look good. But you know the asshole you got at home.
Right.
You don't know this asshole that's out here in the street. And I was like, everybody was like, speak on it, preach.
It's so true. I get that, but when
he's been married for, he's like, I can't tell you what
that's
to do.
That's a different generation,
this
though.
It's only my experience. And now the assholes are way different.
Yeah, but that's a different generation. Yeah,
different.
But the assholes that come after me are far different. But that's a different generation because when I broke up with my ex, the one ex that everybody knows to seem to know about, the only man that to the world I've been with, he said to me before I was leaving, he said, so you rather go out there and take a chance than to know what you have at home? And I said, absolutely, motherfucking lootly. And I took that chance.
Because you knew what you were dealing with.
Because to me, at that time, the person I had at home was so bad, so toxic. Yes, you were about to fucking like end me fucking spiritually, physically. You've done the most. You're super hurt. Like, I went through so much with that guy, but he tried to stop me by saying, so you rather go take a chance
than stick with
this asshole at home? And I looked at him, I said, every day of my life.
Yeah.
So I took that chance. So it all depends on.
Because you knew the asshole you had at home.
Versus
the assholes that were out.
So I took a chance. Yeah. And guess what? I every day of my life, it was the best decision I made was to leave that person.
I think it works both ways. Like, just knowing who you have and like.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's why when people are really big to judge situations and marriages, I say do not get involved in relationship stuff, because you get involved and then come to find out they get back together and you they leave you with all the shit, and then next thing you know, you know what I mean? Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Two, you can't ever judge on anybody's relationship because only those two people know what they go through at home, and only you know what your heart can take. Because
mm-hmm.
I went back to some bullshit. The world was laughing at me like, are you going to go? And I went back, and then only I knew when it was time to go.
Right.
And I left. So to me, it's all about the people, the person, and what their heart could take and what they're willing to tolerate.
So what advice would you give a friend who is... in a situation.
Bitch, put them Nikes on and run. I'm joking.
Wait.
Put them Nikes on and swap the deuces.
But what if she's in the situation, she wants to stay.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, you're not in the situation, but if her person is cheating
uh-huh.
and she wants to stay, but she feels conflicted, what is your advice to that person? To your friend.
My advice is what I just said. Only okay. you know. So first of all, what I tell my friends, because it happens more than you think. Mm-hmm. We're living in a different age and time. I think the challenge is faithfulness. Like, can anybody be faithful nowadays? Is the fundamentals of marriages, like, is it, are we building strong? We are. It's kind of like a dinosaur. Like, it doesn't even matter. Marriages, anything, the fundamentals of relationships, the trueness of love, like, it seems to be something that's really fading. So it's hard. The challenge is, can anybody be faithful nowadays? I don't want to say that there are not faithful men. I don't want to say I don't believe in a faithful. I don't want to say that because I still want to believe in, you know, love.
I want you to believe in love.
Me too. So I say that to say that what I tell my friends, because it happens, is I'm here to support you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever you decide. If you decide to marry this man tomorrow, I'll be by your side.
I think that's the best advice ever.
If you don't, then I'll still be by your side.
Right.
Only you know what your heart can deal with and tolerate and whenever you're done with. And then I hate to be that person that brings in my experiences because this is about you, not me. But the only way I can explain to you that you have to go through your trials and tribulations and experiences and life and lessons is by telling you what I've been through.
Right.
And I stuck around sometimes and sometimes I didn't. And God has a reason for everything. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you what to do. I can only say that I support whatever decision you make. I don't have to fuck with him.
Right.
For the most part, I look at him, flare my nose and be like, you already know I know what you're up to. Right. But if she's fucking with you, who am I to tell you what you should and shouldn't
right. do? Yeah, because all you can do there is be there to pick up the pieces if it don't work.
Yeah. And
have your pom-poms if it do.
Facts.
That's it.
Period.
Cheer me on.
Facts.
I'm beside.
Be outside.
I love that.
And that's all I could do.
That's great advice.
That's what I would want somebody to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a love like shit. I'm going through it right now. And my friends is like, you better not talk to him. And they'd be like, where were you yesterday with him? And they'd be like.
I mean, so what?
I love who I love, and then I'm going to stop loving when I feel like it.
When you
respect it, because at this big age, I'm going to do what I want.
You have to, because we only get one life, and you have to live it for yourself. You can't live it for anybody. You have to make the choices and the decisions and be
anyone. Be non-judgmental.
You have
as long as he's not hurting you. I mean, physically, in terms of where I got to go get you in the hospital, like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because if you go back to that, but I'm cool on that.
Cool on that.
All right, so shit. So have you ever cheated, Danae? And how do you feel about, you know, what was that experience like? I'm talking about you're married now, so let's go back if you're not uncomfortable talking about pre-marriage.
I mean, I was a terrible cheater, actually.
Why? You got caught?
It was terrible. Like, I was really bad at it, but I cheated a lot. Okay. I had a schedule of cheating.
What does that mean?
Like, I had a list.
Okay.
Like, days.
You gotta pick you
Monday,
up, yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
But you wasn't Thursday. Committed to anyone.
I was. I had a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So my boyfriend was 7 days, but then I had, like, this guy Monday, Tuesday, someone Wednesday,
and this was, like, early on in your 20s.
This was early on in my 20s. Like, it was the time to do it, but I wanted to be with one person, but I also wanted to experience life and figure out what it was I liked. Because I think in your 20s, that's when you're figuring things out.
I was thinking everybody was supposed to be faithful your whole life.
Your whole life?
I'm such an idiot.
Like, I shouldn't have had a boyfriend. I should have put him on the list as well.
Yeah.
But I really liked him. I'm like, I don't want to lose you. But I was also
he was your favorite out of all.
Out of everybody.
So you had a starting five.
I did. It was really fabulous. But I was really bad. So I always got caught. But I never.
So you hurt this boy.
He was not hurt also.
Oh, but he was doing him?
I don't think he was doing him.
It's like, what you mean he wasn't hurt?
I think he, like, understood that I was a young woman and I was trying to figure out, like, what it was I liked, what it was I needed, what the wants, the needs.
But you were also traveling early as well.
So. I was traveling. So I was meeting a bunch of people. I was in all these cities. So some things were like, hey, let's grab food in this city. Oh,
I got holes. I got holes in different area codes. Area codes. I love bones.
But no, okay. But that was early.
Well, you got it out the way and then you got married and now you act right. So you go.
And now I be thinking, like,
without even knowing. But I mean, that's what you're supposed to do early. This is why my advice to, like, my teenage friends, I'm like, yo, y'all just chill. Like, make money, work hard. So what, by the time you get at this big age, you don't have to work as hard. Forget the guys, have fun, wrap it up, be safe, but enjoy. Because how do you know exactly who that person's supposed to be unless you try a lot of different flavors?
You gotta know what you like.
Yes.
I'd be not questioning people that I get with one person and that's just who they're
sometimes
with.
Sometimes that's just your face.
It's beautiful.
No, if you find that, and that but happens I'm rare, but it happens.
How?
No, I wish. I was supposed to be that person. I wanted to always be that person. So, yes. Yeah, so I have this box at home. It's a little box. And I have my, oh my God, I looked at the date. I have Heidi Klum when she first had her first baby. Heidi Klum is like, you know, the fucking Victoria's Secret angel. And like, she's a big supermodel. And she had this Daily News article where she had what she put on her belly not to have stretch marks. That was 2000 and I don't know, 9 maybe. I have my wedding dress from 2008 from the Daily News. Like, I found it in InStyle magazine. I wasn't even in fucking high school. So my life in my head, I was supposed to be, I'm a wife. I was born a wife. Sounds crazy, right? No, she turned into a single bitch in her 40s at a big age. But I didn't want to say a hoe.
It's the dance for me.
So no, literally, I have society has embedded, or had, because honey, as a young kid, I believed in the white picket fence and that the marriage and the children and the dog, and all the things that a young lady, the virginity. So I lost my virginity to someone I was engaged to early. I want my hymen back.
Send it back.
Yes, I thought I would marry him and that was it. And that was my end all be all. And I was going to graduate college and we were going to live happy ever after.
So what happened? Because now I'm sad.
Somebody put the crash fucking car out. This shit went to shit. What do you mean? First of all, he was a drug dealer. Okay. That wasn't part of my story. Second of all, he got somebody pregnant after being with him for like 4 years. I find out that he got somebody else pregnant, not me. He took my virginity. Third of all, I graduated from criminal justice and I'm on TV. And nothing that I thought was supposed to happen happened because God has a funny fucking sense of humor. Because no matter what plans I had, I used to want to be famous. I was a child and I used to have these visions, and then I did whatever society taught me or told me I should have did, and that's go to school, marry, and then God was like, screw school, this is what you're doing. And so I broke up with him. He has 3 kids, I think. I don't remember. I know his family still follows me, and here I am. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank you for breaking my heart.
To hearing.
What?
How did you feel about the baby mama?
Oh, they wouldn't come pick up the baby because his sister called me about it. And I was in that house with that baby that looked just like him. And let me tell you something, honey.
Wait, so you were still with him even though he had the baby?
No, I found out I was still with him that he had a baby.
Oh.
And the baby happened to be in the mama's house. So, okay. So I get this call one day. I remember what I had on. I had this little cotton T-shirt because, you know, I thought I was a little J-Lo before J-Lo even was popping. And I had these little Levi's and I had these little clogs on and I was popping and my hair was slicked back because I used to wear ballerina buns. And I get this call from his sister. And his sister says, hey, mommy doesn't want to tell you, but. And I was like, what? And you need to come here now. So I pull up to 231st Street where he used to live. I'm not going to say his name. And I pull up and he opened the door and I walk into his room because he was still living with his mama, but he was a whole drug dealer making money. And I pull up and there's this little beautiful chocolate baby looking just like my boyfriend. Dead hair, but he was very yellow toned. He was like light skin and she was very chocolate. And the baby did like this to me. She wanted me to carry her. And oh my God, my life fucking, I couldn't breathe. I knew that was his child. And then they said, we to the living room. They was like, the mom's supposed to pick up the baby. He said, well, but nobody's coming because they think you're going to kill everybody.
Oh my God.
They were so afraid. I mean, they knew it was going to be heartbroken. And all. And I remember I felt like, it was just like I had, like I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't think. I remember I turned, like I wanted to run, but I couldn't. I just felt like, you know, like run, like a chicken without a head, like that saying, like I felt like my whole life had just stopped. Yeah. I'm fucking freshman year in college. I have a 3.5 carat ring. I'm supposed to marry this man that took my virginity. And there's this baby that's almost one looking at me saying, carry me. And it's not my child. Yes.
So how did you deal with the baby mama?
They never came.
Oh, never seen her.
No, they, well, I found out about her.
Right.
Eventually I left because, I mean, you know, everybody was like super sad, his mom, his sisters. Everybody just wanted to tell me because he wouldn't have the nerve to tell me. And so I left. And, you know, there's that saying, once a good girl turns bad,
she's gone forever. I'm gone forever. I got to live with the fact I did you wrong forever. Jay-Z said that.
And that night.
Poetic.
And that night I had this friend of mine who was working with the NBA. And she happened to call me and say, Tahiri, I have these people coming in town. We have this party with these NBA players. And I was so numb. And I didn't care. I stood in that party. I'm not going to tell you what play it was that took me to breakfast that morning. Like, yo, let's go to breakfast. Let's hang out. And I just didn't say two words. I was just looking at all these tall men like, oh, okay, this is what it's all. Oh. And I was just so tight about life. And that was a beginning of me getting introduced to a different type of world.
Did that change your perspective, like on love?
I was numb for a long time. I think I was just, I went on my, I would call it the Rihanna, the umbrella, like,
But not men.
We were from music. I was just trying to, I was like 20. I was so hard. I didn't look back. And then I found out that she had three kids from three other different men, that she wasn't educated. I'm not judging. I had just finished graduating. I found out that, you know, sometimes you can be the complete package, but be mailed to the wrong address.
Mm.
And that he wasn't the man for me, but I was heartbroken for a long time. And then I just, you know, I started to build and connect and work. And I started liking taller men.
So,
oh, yeah. Engelman too at that. Because I'm like, no, we're not even going to jail. Like, you're cheating.
Damn.
But no, honestly, I was heartbroken. That was my first heartbreak.
So do you blame the other woman when... when your person cheats?
If I would have, immature you, think that it's about them. But uh-huh. She owed me nothing.
Right.
She probably didn't even know that I existed, but I doubt that. But like, the only thing I fear about women that are okay with being side pieces is some side pieces that are okay being side pieces. Those are the ones that need to get fucked up because you know what time it is. But the only person that really owes you something is the man that you're the woman or the man and whoever your significant other is. Everybody else is, it's not even their fault. Like the person that's supposed to respect you is the person you're in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. However, when I see these situations now and a lot of my friends and a lot of people go through these things, I hate the side bitch that is okay with being a side bitch. The side bitch that knows all about you, you know nothing about her, but she's okay. That's the bitch that I don't like. Because that's that bitch that needs to, you know what I mean? Like who raised you? Do you have some morals? Some
Those are the morals.
Yeah, and exactly. I don't understand that. But there's some women that are okay with that. And those are the ones that I don't understand.
So
I didn't fuck her up. I didn't see her. I could have did my homework, my due diligence to find out who this baby mama is. It didn't matter. There was a child. They had a child. She had other children. He was okay with that. That's what he chose. And so I had to step up and step out. And so I did. And thank
you for that. So you put on your Nikes and you ran up out in
bags. I didn't run. I cried and ran.
You were so hurt.
I was a fucking
mess. But you let him see you cry, you cried at home.
No, I'm very much expressive. You won't feel me.
I'm not crying in front of you. I'm going to cry at home.
I'm not chasing a man today at this big age, but I'm very much very vocal about what I'm feeling, and I'm not embarrassed. I'm a grown woman. If I like you, I like you. If you hurt me, you hurt me. If like, I'm very much, I'm not prideful. There in love, there is no pride, babe.
Speak.
I'm telling you, when you fuck with somebody, you let it be known. Like, this is what it is. I'm grown. That's that young shit.
Yeah, but I'm not crying in front of you because you're not about to tell your friends.
Hey, look, baby mama didn't come get that baby. Left. The baby was sitting there like this, and I was like, where's she at? Nobody could say nothing. And I was like, this baby gonna stay here.
I want you to not care about you. I'm going to just leave. I want you but to that's come
not,
back.
But that's not.
And I'm not crying.
And some people probably deserve that. Again, yes. That's pride. But me at this big age, I am who I am. And I'm going to stick to it. And I don't care. Like, I just went through a situation in front of everybody. And I screamed at him. And I was like, I would never do that to you. Today, this was like 3 weeks ago. Yes, because I love you. It's a choice. Love is a choice.
It is.
So I don't give a fuck what nobody says. 20-year-old Tahiri probably would have never cried. 20-year-old Tahiri, you know what? Man, hey, Tahiri, me such and such. I shake his head. I was just with the nigga last night, but fuck you. You want to play? Let's play. That's that shit you got time for today?
Yeah. Wait a minute now.
My vagina. Oh, hate on her. Hey, Michelle.
Your vagina took
my vagina said to hate on her. That bitch. Anyway, no, seriously, at this big age, I'm going to let you know what time it is.
Yes,
today. I love you. Why would you do this to me? And then if it doesn't work, I'm out.
Would you go back to your man from 3 weeks ago?
No. Not no more. No, I can't. There's a difference.
In 3 weeks ago?
No, it's a disrespect.
Oh.
Would I go back to him? I keep saying I'm big on not giving you, like let's keep it real. We're human. It's the disrespect, it's deeper than what happened 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's deeper than that. Maybe another day we'll get into, you know, why some things are not acceptable, mm-hmm. You know, it has a lot to do with abuse. People think the physical abuse, let's talk about verbal abuse. There's a lot of things that, you know, at this big age, you won't tolerate.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm not doing shit.
So I'm really big on letting you know where I stand and how I feel about you. And I don't give a fuck. You could call me an idiot. If I love you, nigga, I love you. And that's it.
I love that you love hard.
That's what that is?
Yes.
I hate you for that.
You do.
What? I'm just not playing games.
Somebody
want to pretend you don't love somebody.
I'm not pretending.
I'm not going to let you know. I'm not going to. You know what? You ain't going to know. I'm big on that too. I'm going to unsuck that dick in public. I don't know.
Wait a minute now.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not with somebody. You know you pretend.
I unsuck the dick.
Well, when you was with him on Tuesday and then they come like, Tahiri, we such and such. You be like, hey, how are you? And he be like, you don't know me?
Copy. Okay, I'm on the bus. Wait a minute now. What's going
what
on?
What I'm saying is that I'm really big on expressing myself.
Yes.
Like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. There's no way. You are on some, you should know that I care. Why wouldn't people?
Nah, I'm not doing that.
You're not letting people know your man? So your husband, for instance, now that you're married. You still be playing prideful?
He knows.
No, sometimes. See?
He knows.
No.
You know?
Is that about
leave it in the comments if you know.
It's not about, bat them lashes, bitch. It's not about knowing. How about sometimes we still need those affirmations?
Yes, I do. I affirm him.
But if he gets on my nerves. Okay. No.
I'm not playing with you.
Well, I mean, I agree that you shouldn't play with him.
And I'm not. I'll be crying in public. Because I got on lashes and I'm not crying off my
lashes. I've cried in public. Not I've spazzed in public.
Spaz, yes. All day. I'm healing.
I'm not healed.
I'm just doing.
Play with me.
I might do this. Oh. But I don't really want to fight.
Toxic.
I just want to show my little
you
want to
show me
side.
Me too.
Because I'm a dancer. Yeah. And that's, you know, boxers be dancing. That's what I'm going
to
do.
She wants to always make it sound so cute or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Because I'm a unicorn.
Sorry.
Yeah. You
hear? I'm gonna keep it. Hold on. I love you. I'm going.
You wanna play a game?
Well, I mean, I love your games.
You do?
I think they're fun.
I think I got something.
I'm not even scared of you no more.
I think I got something in my Barney bag.
Oh, I thought your butt?
Yeah.
A Barney bag. You know you got kids when you say no Barney bag. What the fuck is a Barney bag?
This. So we're gonna play a game.
Okay.
Called See or Nah.
See or Nah.
Let's see.
Yes.
See means yes. And nah means
no.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Because you Latina.
Gracias.
And I'm in Tegan.
Para que sepas.
Whatever she said.
Tato.
Okay, let me shuffle my card.
But you're looking at him. You're cheating.
No, I can't even really see.
Oh, ella es una chiriona, okay?
Because now she's trying to look crazy.
Not just say you're a cheater. I'm not talking about my
coffee. Escucha mi nombre.
What is it?
Dene.
Dene, you stupid.
Si or nah?
Yes.
You will let Usher serenade you at his concert.
What?
Si.
I'm going crazy.
Right now.
Yes.
I'm not sitting on my man's lap. Oh, I got a man. Wait. Usher, I'm coming through.
Si or nah? Your significant other should have the code to your phone.
There, you answering for yourself, go ahead.
I was answering.
Go ahead, answer.
No.
I don't have to have one.
Sorry,
no. I don't. And then my boyfriend usually used to be next to me and I just click it and it's easy. So I don't care if you got it because I have nothing to hide. I don't care. I might have a code, but if you want it, I'm gonna give it to you. Just be aware. Everything you read is not as supposed to be read. That, mind your business. Because
yes, certain things you might get out of context.
Right, so you shouldn't, but if you want it, then race yourself, fool.
Just don't ask. You don't need to know what's going on in here, child. Everything I'm texting you, you know what is it.
What it is. Would you ever want it? Okay.
I don't need it. Because who you texting and what you and your friends talk about in the group chat, because that's where I'm going. I don't want to see what you texting Barbara and Shirley. I don't want to read
that.
That's
their names?
Whoever it is.
Okay.
Natasha, Sabrina. I don't want to read that. Hey, I want to read what's in the group chat.
Well, I'm pulling up. Play with me if you want to.
I want to read what's in the group chat. What y'all talking about? And I don't want to know what they're talking about in the group chat, but that's the conversation.
I want to see emails. Fuck it. Fuck
you, Barbara.
Fuck your phone, y'all. Email. No, I'm joking.
See or nah? Long distance relationships can be worthwhile.
Well, my whole life has been long distance, period. So see. At this big age, though, I think they're becoming a little bit my last long distance relationship was about a year and a half ago, maybe two. And I remember pulling my suitcase on the 11th month because every month I would be in London for 2 weeks. And I remember saying, if I pull this motherfucking suitcase one more time, he got me fucked. Like, I was ready to fucking quit it. It was just, it became a job. Mm-hmm. At this big age, I want something less. I feel like we need to work different. Maybe I was just doing a lot of the work myself and he wasn't because he couldn't. So we need to find balance if we're going to do long distance, but it's a lot of work. But yes, because this is all I know. My boyfriends have all been out of town except for the last one.
See?
Yes.
For me.
We?
See.
Come on, London friends.
See?
London friends.
Nah. I shouldn't have read this first, but Your man's mother should ride shotgun over you.
Oh, yo, I've been through every one of these situations. I haven't even told y'all. How do y'all know? Over me, I volunteer that seat all the time.
But not you volunteering.
And that's when she got me fucked up.
Okay.
She was hot.
Not you volunteering.
So I remember volunteering for this lady and she walked down like, and I was like, and I got right back in. But I mean, that's his mom. It's not a competition. I don't like mothers that like wanna be their son's girls. And that's what I don't understand. Like, lady, stay in your lane. So it's not about me. Like, I'm a volunteer to you. If you got kids, like, I'm cool with that. I know what my place holds in your heart. But these moms, though, they be weird.
So you think he should give the mother the seat? Not you volunteering.
I've C never.
Or no?
I've never had a... No, or no, nah. No. I've never had a man do that. But if he did, I'm going to look at him crazy.
Don't be dropping these cards.
I'm sorry. That shit got me. I just had trauma. Because I remember giving the seat away and that lady came out and looked at me crazy.
See or not, Daniel.
No, you answer that because you got a husband. If y'all mom can't
I try this.
No.
Let's keep scooting.
Don't scoot. Are you doing this shit?
Yeah, he's trying to like.
No robot dancing.
He's trying to.
No, but how do you feel about that? Why am I the only one answering?
I'm answering the ones I want to.
That's not fair.
Nah,
right?
Nah. Getting it back. I love you dearly.
I
get in the back.
I volunteer. I'll be like, oh, your mom's coming down. And I'll be like this in the back.
Or I'm not going.
I get in the back.
And I don't mind.
And I've had niggas tell me not sit right here.
I can stay home.
No, I had.
Give her the seat. Love my mother in law dearly. Y'all will.
I've had men like be like, nah, Tahiri, where you going? I'm like, nah, but your mom is coming. And they be like, nah, stay right here. And I'm like,
in the back, poo.
Okay. I mean, I
because don't you want to spend time with your grandson? You don't need to be in the front. You can't talk to him.
Like, where? Again, I've had been telling you where you going. I'm going to tear the seat, but no.
Then you want to give him snacks. You pour apples and stuff. You slice stuff. Sit back.
Send it back, Grammy.
Okay, so you're not. Snowfall is better than power.
All right.
I'm going to give a nah. For me.
So I tapped out of Snowfall like a season ago, and I'm into power heavy now. So it depends on what you're asking. You're asking at this big age.
Just give it a
nah. 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 Nah.
I tapped out of Snowfall episode one.
Not me.
Season one.
I was in it. I was
I
in
never
it.
Made
it. I was in it to win it.
And I started.
I was married in my dreams.
So it was already.
I was married Idris in my dreams before. They didn't know who he was. What my ex husband said, because you know I was he was my little celebrity crush. What's his name?
Amari?
No, Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Oh my God.
From Snowfall?
No, when Idris was like talking about loving the actor dude, and the actor dude didn't know who he was on camera. Denzel. So I was in it to win it. Once I was like, all right,
Denzel said Denzel can get it.
Yeah, Denzel was my celebrity crush.
Love that.
And then here comes Idris, and I'm like, and you don't know Denzel, don't know. And I was like, oh, you might know. And then came Power, and I was like, dang, I watched Power all the way to the end. I can't wait to keep watching.
I'm so invested in all of them. Force, Ghost, Kanan.
Ghost is all done.
Ghost is done. Ghost, Power Book 2.
Okay, no, and to know with Tariq and Woody and them.
Yes. Yeah.
And Kane.
Me too. Shout out to Woody. See or Nam.
Yes.
In Love and Basketball, Monica was wrong for not breaking curfew to stay out with Q.
I breaks everything. why she break it again? I gotta go.
She didn't break it because if she had stayed, she wouldn't be starting. That was the line. She left. She couldn't stay when he had to talk about his daddy issue.
I gotta watch it again. Dang. And then, I would have stayed. I'm a writer. I fucked up. I fuck up all the time.
It's around the bench, girl. You ain't need to play that bad.
That's horrible. Nah.
Monica did not need to play.
She probably, what was it? Like?
And she did. She was already riding the bench-ish, but she couldn't stay for her
And it
man.
Wasn't like it was a WNBA game.
No.
So fuck that. I'm riding with my man. I'm riding that man.
Yeah, literally. I'm going to let Q.
I'm going to let you talk to me.
Talk to me, baby.
We won't talk.
Let's figure it out.
Nigga, we're not playing
tomorrow. Because your body shouldn't have been cheating.
And
lying.
It's not WNBA nothing. Like, whatever. Like, you wasn't getting drafted or nothing.
Dallas, yeah, it's finest.
You wasn't getting drafted or nothing.
Sneaking them women up in the motel.
I can't. Shit. I hate when.
I'm still mad at the daddy. No shade. Because he shouldn't have did that to the mother. See or nah?
Yes. I mean, no. What?
More money, more problems.
See?
See?
More money, more problems? Absolutely. You live a different life. What do you want me to tell you? There's nothing to expand about the more money, more problems. It's just life.
It's life.
It's life. It's the way the universe is set up.
You mean it because you said that real quick.
Facts. Like, every time I think I want this much, and when I get here, and it's just I need more, and I'm not a conformist, so more.
And you don't think money solves problems?
Absolutely, it does, and it does make you happy for the moment. Yes, it gives you comfort, and it's about the financial freedom you have. It's not about the money. It's about the financial freedom, the decisions you can make, the people's lives that you can change.
Hey, okay, I got one more for you. See, or not?
Oh, a lo mejor.
You should tip when you order takeout.
I tip when I order takeout.
C, C, C.
C, C, C. I was a bartender, waitress, hostess. This is my lane. Therefore, you have to look out. I don't care if you wasn't the one that served me. The owner came and dropped off the badge. I'm going to make sure that whoever gets that little bit of percentage is going
to tip
it. Tip it, baby.
Tip it.
Tip it.
Tip these folks.
Tip it. Tip it.
What y'all doing?
Yeah, I get offended.
Don't order. Cook at home if you don't want to tip.
I get offended when people don't tip. I get offended.
Go shopping. Get your groceries.
And do the work.
Do the work. Don't be coming to my restaurant or ordering.
To my restaurant.
Or in the motherfucking Uber Eats and Seamless and things and not tipping.
I agree.
And call the restaurant and tip the people. Don't just tip the people delivering the food. Tip everybody. Goddamn.
I agree. And with that being said, is that the end of
Sierra? It's the end of Sierra, and I'm a unicorn.
Don't believe the hype. She's as aggressive as I am.
A unicorn. So, Yeri.
Yes, darling.
I think that concludes this episode.
Oh, no. I don't want you to go.
I'm at this big age. I need to take my ass home.
Because you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
Take this ass home. Get my chow.
All right, well.
I love you, girl.
Love you, too, guys. Thank you for tuning in. This is At This Big Age. Mm-hmm. Comment, like, subscribe. Let us know what you want to hear from us. Let us know what questions you have, what topics you want us to discuss. Mm-hmm. And my girl, Danae, finish it up.
That's it. She said, and I was on motherfucking period. See y'all next time.
At This Big Age, y'all.
Good night.
Bye.
Good day. See you soon.
Mañana.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
How do you say? Buenas noches. Bilingual.